Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Just waiting for Mr. Pancakes.
Are you guys excited for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Just thrilled.
Do you dress as Santa or no?
I do not. I do not.
All right.
I'm getting the vibe that you do, though.
Nah. My grandpa used to dress as Santa, and I figured out in like 2 seconds. I was like, "You're not Santa."
I'm on to you. Yeah, I know your tricks.
Hey, Cousin.
Hey, Cousin.
Hey, Cousin.
Cousin.
Que savich?
How we doing?
Oh, just doing great. Just doing great.
Paul, do you dress up like Santa?
Yeah, every day. Why not?
You do the Santa thing?
I feel like BD Love has done that before.
BD, he was a Santa for a few years. Yeah, he looks like Santa. It's perfect.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's like the perfect Santa.
Who's the top Santa of all time? I got to go with Bobby Bacala.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
Steve Sherripa.
Tim Allen comes in last.
Shyness is a curse.
I mean, bad Santa, it's just instant classic. I mean, that's probably... I guess we should talk about that, right? We'll get to that eventually with, like, we should rank our favorite Christmas movies. But Bad Santa, for me, that definitely top five. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I pissed myself in the theater. That was so funny.
Yeah.
First time I saw that.
I think Juice and Peck, were you guys, did we see that together?
Yeah, I saw with you.
Yeah, that's right. Paul, I feel like you were there too, but I don't know.
Bad Santa?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Ryan was there. Ryan almost fought someone like in the theater, I think, or some shit. No, maybe that's a lie. That's a lie. There was like a fight that broke out, though. I do remember that. Yeah.
At Bad Santa? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I remember that like vividly. Yeah, it was perfect. Yeah, that movie was great. They had to like stop the movie and then like start it up again. But yeah, tis the season. So obviously, big elephant in the room. We're now 20 months, almost 2 years. And the all maricon variant is raging along. And I don't know, guys. You know, I think on the God Pod, we're all about solutions, right? I'm out of solutions. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I've been calling it the Omarion.
Wait. Adam, what did you say? The Omarion?
I said I've been calling it the Omarion variant.
That's a good one.
Variant. So.
That's good. Paul, what were you saying?
No, I said you got to let Juice kick it off. He's the medical expert.
I mean, yeah. You have the floor,
he's got
Juice.
He's the inside scoop. No, I think I was having this conversation yesterday with Adam. It's just I know it seems like all these athletes are getting it, and it's like such a big deal. But it's just like a really microcosm of what's happening everywhere, right? It's getting colder. We just had Thanksgiving, so everyone was together. Like I said, it's colder, so everyone's inside. So I think it's, you know, the flu goes up. Everyone gets more sick in the winter when it's colder. So this is expected, I think. But I don't know what they're going to do in terms of if they're going to kind of postpone some games or delay some games or maybe reduce the amount of attendance at these events. They're just going to have to monitor it week by week, I guess.
Yeah. So
didn't they come out today that I guess they're gonna alter the protocols in the NBA?
I did see that. Yeah.
Woj did tweet that, and Toronto already is at 50%. I mean, Canada's been real strict.
Can I ask a really ignorant question?
No, go ahead.
Sure.
If the whole league is vaccinated,
I know.
Why are they testing every day?
I know.
I agree.
I know. Well, that's like a big argument.
If you're sick, you get tested, you test positive, you stay home. Why in the world are they testing every day if people are not having symptoms?
Right. Well, that's the big thing with the vac. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of like looking up of the definition of a vaccine. It's supposed to prevent, prevent a disease or a virus or whatever. Obviously, this isn't the case with this sort of thing. I mean, it's, I don't know, would you say it's more like a gene therapy or something like that? I mean, it definitely reduces symptoms, right? I think it's tough to prove, but there's less hospitalizations, less death. So it's got to be working in that sense. But obviously, it doesn't prevent you from getting the virus. So we need to accept that and, like, live in that world. So, I don't know what the solution is, because it's going to get to a point where we're going to be back in, I don't know, are we headed for a lockdown again? Like, what's...
No, they can't.
They can't do that.
It won't happen. It can't happen.
Right, because, yeah, I mean, all these players, I mean, yeah, I can't imagine that they have, like, severe symptoms and are really banged up.
Is there a recorded case of a player that actually had a severe, you know, case?
The like, only
severe, like, well, I think, what was it? Tatum, maybe he had some, like, lingering.
But that wasn't severe. Pre-vaccine.
That wasn't severe. Yeah, that was pre-vaccine. I think
Joel Embiid had a bad case, I think.
So did Rose. Oh, yeah, okay. Jimmy Butler. Yeah, but these are all pre-jabs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. No, I think Joel Embiid was recent. It was a couple weeks ago.
Oh shit!
But were these guys? Damn. Like,
he's big boy.
We might have a different definition of, like, extreme or severe. Like, none of these guys got intubated, or none of them were in the ER. Yes. Correct. Like, yeah. None of them were. They really felt like absolute shit and were at home. Right. Like, they didn't need, to get rushed to the ER. I don't think. Maybe they did have doctor care at a hospital or, like, at home.
Well, each team has team doctors, right? So
yeah. I mean, they're getting the top of the line stuff. So
right.
My thing is, if 98-99% of the league is vaccinated, pretty much everyone playing is vaccinated.
Yeah.
And you're gonna test, and people are gonna test positive, and they got to sit out, and this kind of stuff. If that's like a microcosm of the whole world, like, when is it ever going to get back to normal?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's where I just, like, yeah, I don't know. It sucks to
yeah,
kind of feel that way. You know, Jen Psaki, the press secretary, she was asked, like, why aren't we sending COVID tests to every home in America? And of course she's like, oh, well, what's that going to cost? And they always bring up the cost, and then, you know, you see a 700.
Okay, well, what's the cost of, like, shutting down a business because you're doing these drastic measures? Like, okay, like,
well, they don't,
even worse to do to people. So
they don't blink. I mean, they don't blink when they pass that defense budget, which is like $768 billion defense budget. We just ended a war. Like, why are we passing this? You know,
yeah.
You know, our tax dollars are going towards that. It's like, the fuck?
I just don't see them shutting down sports again. Maybe they'll minimize the fans coming in, but I'd be absolutely shocked if any sports were canceled, shut down.
Right.
As a New York sports fan, they should shut everything down. Shut down now.
I do. I'm with you there.
Say the Nets finally good in the world then.
Yeah, right. Well, that too. Even better, even more reason. But it really sucks. I don't know. Again, I don't know a solution here. You know, it seems like the only thing that we're being offered here, right, is the jab. That's it. Just keep doing it. Get a booster. Get another booster, and it all will go away. They're trying to, like, jab us out of this thing. You know, what sort of treatments are, you know, you hear about these, like, monoclonal antibodies and ivermectin and different stuff that clearly they're not promoting, and it's expensive and impossible to find. Like, there's got to be another way, you know, that we can treat this thing other than just getting, you know, vaxxed, right? I mean, I don't get what it is. It's not, you know, locked down in your home and don't go outside, right? At the end of the day.
So I have another really ignorant question. So
keep it going.
The new variant is supposed to be super mild. I think at one point there was like 50 cases and just one hospitalization or something like that.
I don't think there's any deaths yet, right?
No, okay, it's super mild. Yeah. Super mild.
Right. Yeah. So technically, isn't that like a good thing? Because everybody gets this, right, that means everybody has the antibodies, and then everybody's kind of good, aren't they? I don't know.
They're weakening. If it was like, if the Delta was a little stronger, and then the original strain of COVID. I don't even know if there was a, like a different variant before Delta. But anyway, if this was a lot stronger than Delta, then that would be an issue. And it's not. So
yeah,
that, it's going in the right direction, I would assume, right? Like Adam said, like that's a great sign.
It's mutating. I don't know, Juice, if this has been talked about at your place of work. But, you know, yeah, I mean, if it's just as severe as a cold or a minor flu, you know, and you get it, okay, and then you have the natural immunity. The problem is our world leaders, they're not accepting natural immunity as a way to protect yourself from the virus, which, you know, supposedly it's better than the vaccine, having natural immunity. But who knows? Who knows? No one really knows, right?
Have you guys gotten it at all? Or?
I don't know. No idea.
Okay. I've never gotten tested for actual COVID or for antibodies. I've never felt sick. I haven't gotten sick at all since this began.
Same.
So I have no idea.
Knock on wood. Same.
Yeah.
I always used to get like sick a few times a year before this. Ever since then, nothing. So I have no idea.
Yeah. Juice, you thought before pre COVID, you thought you had it, right?
Yeah, like a month before COVID happened, I got really sick with the flu, and I stayed home for a week. I had to take a week off of work. It was actually an awesome week. I just watched Netflix and ate soup every day.
Yeah, fuck yeah,
great,
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah,
lost a couple pounds, felt good. No, but I went to an urgent care, and they said, you know, they swabbed me for the flu, and I tested positive for the flu. So they're like, just stay home and get rest and hydrate.
Right.
But I took an antibody test a couple months later. Like if that was in February, I probably took it in May or June. I didn't have any antibodies, so I don't think I had COVID. Maybe I just had a really bad flu, but who knows? Maybe I'm patient zero.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, So I took an antibody test. Yeah, I think it was like May or June, probably the same time you did, Juice. And I, you know, hadn't had it, but that was the way beginning of this thing. So who the heck knows? Who really knows? You know, a lot of people say it's, you know, by blood type. Like if you're O positive, that's good. You know, that's like what I am. Obviously, the more vitamin D you get, the better. The more you work out, the more healthier you eat, more water you drink. You know, doing the right things, right? The better you'll be, but.
Now that we said it, we're all going to get it this week.
I know. Which would suck for Christmas, you know? That would be really bad. But yeah, it's I don't know, because that will stink, right? We go back to, you know, businesses shutting down and sports games being postponed and canceled and this and that, and it's just
they can't do that. They can't do it anymore.
Yeah, people will lose their minds, yeah.
Yeah, people are going to revolt.
Yeah, I mean, society's already losing their minds. I mean, it's, you know, and it's just scary what you see in, like, Germany and Australia, you know, and other countries where, you know, we kind of have it good over here if you really look at what's going on in those places where they're, you know, in Germany, they're taking out measuring sticks to make sure you're 6 feet apart. they're making you stay inside if you're unvaxxed. They have camps in Australia for the unvaxxed. That's pretty creepy.
But, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, you know. It could be worse, but I don't know, guys. Unfortunately, this is the norm. We're just going to be seeing the tweets, you know, yada, yada, health and safety protocols for
I thought the whole league was at the same super spreader at one point. it's crazy. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I would think that the NFL, NBA, they, you know, they're going to be very strict coming up, as strict as they can be going into Christmas and New Year's. I don't know what they can do, but they're gonna have to try to keep like these guys from going out somehow. You can't force them to stay home. They're grown men, but I mean, they're gonna kind of have to lay down the law a little bit if they want to. You know, some teams are gonna have their whole team out, like, you know, for a playoff push. Look at the NFL, how many teams are just like getting destroyed by this right now. The Browns, I think, had like 20 guys,
yeah,
something crazy like that. So, you know, with the holidays, you have Thanksgiving that they just did, Christmas coming up, and New Year's. There's probably going to be a lot more of it, just like last year. So it's going to be up to the teams. It's going to kind of be like who's going to be the least affected. Right?
Yeah, it's like a war. It's like a war of attrition.
Attrition, yeah. Instead of injuries, it's COVID. COVID also. So
I'd love to hear, like, what are these teams like talking about, like with each other? Like, what are they texting, calling each other about? Like, dude, what are you doing? Oh, I'm sitting at home. I have like no symptoms. I'm fine. Like, I could be playing right now. This is crazy. You know,
it's yeah.
It sucks, but yeah, I don't know. We'll just kind of wait and see. And
well, no games have got canceled yet, so let's keep it that way. Let's keep it that way.
Couple postponed, but nothing canceled.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, I think right at college. I think I saw a couple college.
I think a couple got postponed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna be definitely seeing more of that. You know, kind of crazy what's going on in Europe with soccer players collapsing. You know, a bunch of heart problems. I don't know what that's about,
really?
But
oh shit.
Yeah. There's been a lot of them. It's kind of weird. But Sergio Aguero, he's a big-time player. He just retired because of a heart condition.
Is that the Argentina guy?
Yeah, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, heart condition. I don't know. Damn. It's weird. But anyway, let's try and move on to something a little more cheerful, I guess. Steph breaking the record last night. Pretty cool. Of course, I had to be against the Knicks at the Garden.
What'd you guys think of Spike being like a total fangirl?
Oh my God, sitting on the floor like
what the hell was that,
dude? That was a little much.
Stephen A. gave it to him. You know, he had like a little rant on First Take.
Did he really?
Yeah. I'm a Knicks fan. You don't do that. You know, he was just like, you know, my man Spike. You know, but whatever. Listen, I think. All four of us can agree. We all like love Steph Curry. I mean, he's just like kind of like the perfect guy, face of the league, so to speak. You know,
You can't not like him.
You can't not like exactly. He's just the most likable guy, most fun guy to watch, in my opinion. And pretty amazing. I mean, how many threes can he get to? Can he get to 5,000? Probably.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine anybody's gonna catch him when he's finally done.
Yeah.
What's the number? It was three. What is it?
2974.
297. Okay, 2974. So
he's 33.
He came into the league what? 21.
Something like that. I think 21.
So 10 years. That. So I would think he's got what? He could probably play right 6 to 8.
He'll play till like 40
years. 40. All right, maybe. Yeah.
Well, Ray Allen was 41 when he retired.
And he's probably making about 300 a year. Go.
Yeah,
he's probably making about 300 shots a year. So 300, maybe another 24. Yeah, he can get to 5,000.
That's wild.
Just insane. Wild. Just insane.
No one will ever. I mean, how would anyone ever catch that unless someone?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, nuts.
Right. I was listening to Ryan Russillo podcast. He had a good point. Like, they made a huge deal about it, and everyone was wondering, like, why are we making such a big deal about this? But at the same time, we realized, like, we don't celebrate anybody's accomplishments anymore. It's not like back in the day when Sosa and Maguire had the home run wars or Bonds broke the record. Like, everybody was tuned in. It was must watch. Everybody went nuts. We don't do that for anything anymore. Even in football, they don't make a big deal out of Tom Brady or Drew Brees out of their record. So this was kind of cool to see. It was nice.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. The Tom Brady. What record did he just break recently? Was it the passing yards?
Passing yards. He got over Brees, right? I think.
Yeah.
I thought it was touchdowns.
Oh, touchdowns! Touchdowns. You're right.
But yes.
700.
Yes.
700 touchdowns or something?
But didn't he have, wasn't it passing yards too? And like, they didn't even like,
yeah, I think it's both.
They barely like acknowledged it. It was like so weird. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. No, I,
a lot of guys are going to pass Ray Allen now because, you know, there's so many threes being taken.
Yeah. Harden probably, right?
Yeah. Harden's like right there.
Yeah. So, no, I liked it. I thought stopping the game, you know, again, because I like Steph, but. I thought it was fine. And, of course, I had to be at the Garden. Knicks are just, you know. Oh, my God.
It was nice in the Garden to stop the game. They, like, immediately called timeout and let him have his moment. That was cool.
Yeah. Especially.
I mean, was there any doubt it was going to be at the Garden?
I know. Just, yeah. Poetry in motion there. I actually, you know, at first I thought it was for Wally Szczerbiak and Rebecca Harlow's baby announcement. I thought that's what the Standing O was for.
That's some juicy gossip.
Yeah, we just
came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
Juice, that's your girl. Yeah,
I don't know. I think she's punching up a little bit. Well, yeah, Wally's a good looking guy.
Absolutely, Wally's a stud.
Yeah, that's your doppelganger, Adam.
Who, me?
Yeah, no one's ever told you look like Wally.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Somebody did tell me that back in the day.
Yeah. I see it, man. I mean, obviously the height difference a little bit, but you know.
Yeah, he's a little taller than me.
But yeah, I like Wally. Speaking of the Knicks, they're in deep doo doo. Do you guys think it's because Kemba was put on the bench, or do they have bigger problems?
Karma for Kemba.
Yeah, I'm seeing that a lot, and I'm like, nah. Kemba played like one good quarter a game. That was it.
What did we say in the beginning of the year? They have to show improvement from the guys, RJ, Mitch, right? Those main guys.
Yeah.
They overgressed.
Yeah, they did.
Well, RJ's been hurt or not healthy, not playing.
Stomach bug, now COVID. Yeah, he's got a whole bunch of...
Every time I look at the box score, he's 4 for 15, 3 for 12, 2 for 10.
There's just no consistency, and that starts at the top. That's Julius. You know, he's kind of regressed back to season one with the Knicks, Julius, unfortunately. So. Yeah.
And Mitch is just fat with his Gumby-ass legs, and he can't do anything.
Yeah, how many dunks does he miss now? Just because, like, dunks that he used to be able to just, like, we'd be like, holy shit, how'd he do that? Now he just can't do it. Yeah.
He looks so out of shape. I think we noticed it either in the preseason or in the first couple of games, just how out of shape he was. He looks so slow.
His face looks a little puffy.
He's a little puffy, yeah. Right? Like, I don't know what definitely. He's doing, if he's just lazy or, like, you know, we give him benefit of the doubt, like, all right, he's coming off an injury, but all right, man, it's been like a long time now where you've had a chance to get in shape, and he's getting in worse shape. So you cannot pay him. I am not giving that guy anything.
No, no, definitely not.
Do you think the team is broken, or do you think it's just like a rough patch?
I don't know. Like, what do you, like, they're kind of stuck. Like, do you trade some young guys to maybe get a vet to maybe like sneak back into the playoffs? I don't know if it's even worth it. You know what I mean? I feel like you kind of just have to like let it play out the way it is. Give guys like Grimes, McBride, and Obi a lot more time, because clearly they're not a contender. So you have nothing to lose in that regard. So let the kids play.
So I agree.
And I did not like the Fournier signing. I'm just not a fan.
That's been a complete disaster. I agree with you. Play the kids. See what you got. Unfortunately, Tibbs is not going to do that. He's just going to force feed the vets. I don't know if that's just a Thibodeau thing, or if, you know, it's pressure from the top. Like, we paid these guys, you got to play them.
Yeah,
make it work.
Tibbs, Tibbs. He's going to try and grind to get, you know, 40, you know, be like around a 500 team. But it's like, what does that really do? You know,
right. And I don't know if a trade is out there, whether it's, you know, Ben Simmons or De'Aaron Fox or. I don't know, Juice. What do you want to do?
You know, I thought this in the beginning that, you know, they overachieved so much last year that this year the other teams kind of improved through free agency and the draft, and we regressed, especially on the defensive end, by signing guys like Fournier. And some of the guys that left the team were actually pretty good on defense. So I don't know. I thought we would be a 6 seed, maybe 7 seed. But I don't blame Thibodeau, because these guys, I don't think they're talented enough. They're just not good enough. And I do agree with Paul. Like, RJ Barrett should be much better than he is right now, and I just don't see it. Mitchell Robinson, I'm pulling out my hair every night watching that guy. He's terrible. Yeah. And the other guys are just too young and inexperienced, so... I'm almost at a point where I wouldn't mind trading for a Ben Simmons and shaking it up. I guess I'm most disappointed, and I was telling my father this, actually. You sign a guy like Leon Rose and you bring in Worldwide West, and those are big names, and you pay them big bucks, and we have Tibbs, and you bring the all-star coaching staff. But like, from a talent acquisition perspective, they did nothing in the draft, in my opinion, last year that was impressive. Like, Grimes and McBride, fine, whatever, but You had two picks. You could have done better. And then the second thing is, what's the point to have World Wide West and Leon Rose if you're not really attracting anybody? Like, they've just kind of sat on their hands. They haven't done anything.
You just, yeah. That, I mean, that, talk about putting a bow on it. That, you just nailed that. I mean, we got...
They haven't done anything dumb. Like, they haven't done anything stupid, which, like, we should be jumping up and down because we've had morons run the you know, the Knicks for the last 20 years. So they haven't done anything dumb, but then they also haven't done anything.
Right. Right. Yeah, World Wide West, I mean, you think he would, you know, have some sort of... at the same time, it's tough. I mean, I don't know. I'm with you.
I would have drafted Cam. And instead, Cam's playing across the river for Adam's team.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
That he is.
Love that guy.
That he is. Adam, I mean...
I got the perfect Nick trade.
Okay, here we go.
Perfect Nick trade.
Here we go. Let's go.
Okay. Bradley Beal.
Okay.
He's expiring contract. Already said that he's not going to re-sign anything, any kind of extension, right? So you know you're going to get him on the cheap. Okay, he's the same age as Julius Randle. And I like the way they complement each other, honestly. And you got to figure if Washington loses Beal, they're going to want to go the other way. So he's not going to cost you as much as somebody like Lillard, who's under contract. So you don't have to give up the whole farm for him. So you go get Bradley Beal. He's the same age as Randle. It's a nice little tandem there. I kind of like the way that fits. And he did win a scoring title last year. I mean, what was the last time the Knicks had a guard that dynamic? Was it like Bernard King?
Latrell, you know? Probably, yeah.
Well, Bernard was a four, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I would say, I saw a lot of Knicks fans on Twitter. They were saying, trade Randle, trade Randle, trade Randle, right?
Yeah, was I one
and
of
I'm
them?
Like, I don't know, but I'm like, you guys, you know what you guys remind me of? You know the scene in Shawshank when Andy crawls out of the shit and he's out and, and it's raining on him?
Of course.
And like, yeah, and like, instead of going to Mexico, you want to go back in the tunnel. Like, you just got through 10 years outside of the playoffs. Now you're ready to go back into a rebuild. Like, I wouldn't want to go. I wouldn't want to go there. You made the playoffs last year. I look at this as more of a rough patch. Again, it's different for me because I'm not watching like all 82 games like a Knicks fan. Like, I watch like as many as I can, but yeah. Like, it's different when you're watching the team every single day. So it gets really frustrating. But like, when you think about it, you know, it's a 6 or 7 game stretch where things haven't worked out. You got some new pieces. I really think they're going to be all right, honestly. And if the opportunity presents itself to get a guy like Beal, I think they should do it.
And what's,
I would love Beal, way more than Lillard, way more. Yeah, I love Beal.
I love Beal too. So what would it take? I mean, if you're talking about pairing him with Julius, what's
Barrett?
Okay,
Barrett, Mitch, probably Obi,
the first thing it's going to take is Beal's going to have to say, I'm probably going to sign with the Knicks, yeah. Right? Because he's going to be an expiring contract anyway. So you're not going to trade for him to walk, right?
Right.
So you're going to have to work out like something with him already, an extension. So yeah, I think maybe a couple young players and a couple picks, but not the whole farm.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, that would suck to give up Obi. We're probably gonna have to accept that, like, some of these young guys that we really like one of them's probably going to go if they're going to want to make a trade at the deadline, whether it's Obi or Quickly or, an RJ.
I like Quickly, but he's a dime a dozen NBA guard.
Yeah, I wouldn't care too much about that. Obi, I'd care a little bit, I think.
Obi, I do. I think there's a lot more that's untapped with him as well.
Yeah.
Barrett, I just don't really see him maxing out more than what he is right now. He could be a little better, obviously, but I don't see him taking like a huge step. Obi, I think, has a lot of potential to be more.
I think so. The other thing you got to worry about with Beal is, as far as we know, he's unvaccinated, and that's allowed.
That's a good point. Yeah.
That's good.
Going to have to be contingent on a vaccination.
Yeah. or you don't have to give up as much. So.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you jab him in the middle of the night.
Oh Jesus. not sinister at all. Speaking of unvaxxed players, Kyrie, the rumors circulating. Adam, what are your net sources say? I just saw a tweet recently. What was it?
Shams says that.
Yes.
So he said that there's now renewed optimism that Kyrie is going to return to the team, whether that's as a part-time player or as a full-time player. So he then went on a Nets podcast called The Glue Guys, and I listened to the podcast. And essentially what he said was, they asked him, they're like, so have the Nets changed their stance on him being a part-time player? And he said, no. So then they asked, did Kyrie change his stance on the vaccine? And then he said, no. So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, okay, it sounds great. Renewed optimism, but what does that even mean? I'm not really sure. So until he plays, I guess we're going to have to see what happens. But I did like hearing that they're at least talking about it. You know, KD and Kyrie are talking about his fit with the team, was what the article said also. So hopefully he is planning on coming back. I don't know to what capacity or how, but they need him. So hopefully he's honestly, I just miss watching him play. So right. Hopefully he comes back soon.
Right. There was the story he posted on Instagram of him putting sneakers on. Everyone got all excited about that. But
yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. Who knows? You know, Durant's commenting on some of his posts, and obviously they're still cool, but yeah, I don't know. Who knows, man?
You know, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting because it's going to come to a head, right? You're going to get close to that deadline, and if he's not back yet, there's going to be a decision. Because, you know, KD's 33. You have him for maybe 4 years. You know, if he plays that long, you know, Harden looks like he might not be all the way Harden ever again. This might be it for him. Right. So, do you want to just stand pat as you are, and probably not going to win a title as it is? If you have a max slot that's not doing anything, so that's going to be a really difficult decision around the deadline if he's not back yet. Whether you keep him or whether you trade him, I heard a Porzingis rumor.
I saw that.
I heard a couple other rumors, but you know, Porzingis is better than nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't really know what they'll do, but it's going to be a tough one.
Right. So I saw that rumor. So what trades are inevitably going to happen? Like teams, players. It seems like the teams. Blazers, Pacers, Kings, Sixers, right? Those seem to be the four teams. Pelicans, maybe even. Five?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Simmons is definitely out of there.
Yeah, Simmons gone. Sounds like Fox could be gone. Two or three of the Blazers could be gone. Brandon Ingram in New Orleans.
Yeah, Ingram's gone, I think.
Right? I think an Ingram for Simmons trade, which I'm not going to take credit for that. I think Bill Simmons... said that. Bill Simmons also brought up an interesting...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that would be pretty good. He also brought up an interesting topic that I have to bring up, and I need all your opinions on this. If you're the Knicks, do you trade for Zion or attempt to trade for Zion right now?
No.
Knowing he's going to miss this year, but maybe you get him in the building, it gets him all jacked up, pumped up, he prioritizes his health, he gets in shape... He's back next year. Boom, he's prime Zion.
I don't know.
If I was the Knicks, I'd probably take a flyer.
Okay.
Prioritizing his health even matters. It just seems like his body is like screwed regardless.
It's screwed regardless. Okay. Yeah. Juice, what about you?
Juice!
I would have to think
about what we'd have to give up. What goes out the door? I'm sure he wants to play with RJ Barrett. Aren't they best friends?
Yeah. So that obviously they couldn't do that. That would be bad. Yeah.
No, I want to hear from him that he's gonna, you know, get a trainer and eat right, you know, and do that stuff.
Right, right.
New York City is just as bad as New Orleans with food, man. The food's so good.
Yeah,
you get in trouble down here. Yeah, I'd do it. I would say yes. I'm gonna do it.
Those foot problems are no joke. What is it, like the fifth metatarsal or something? Like that's like
he's got.
Terrible
to
lose. To have. That's a bad one.
He's got to lose 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. Yeah. He's like a legit like D lineman or God, a nose tackle. I mean, he is huge, humongous. I would do it. You know, if it took Mitch, who's actually a New Orleans native, he'd probably love it. You know, a first or two, and then maybe. I don't know, a quickly or like another play. I mean, right? Would that do it? I mean,
it would cost you OBN quickly.
Yeah. I think so too. I think it's going to cost you a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Oh,
Yeah. I mean, New Orleans, for all we know, they know that he, like, David Griffin, he may know, like, all right, this guy's fucked. But he, obviously they're not going to reveal that because they're going to want to get a fucking load for him. So.
He was really good when he played.
Oh, he was so good.
Yeah, I mean, like.
Yeah, so good. I mean, he was awesome. But he's only played, I think they said he's only played like 85 games in the 3 years he's been in the league.
Oh, that's crazy. That's wild. Yeah. That's
it's pretty bad. Yeah.
The Charlotte Hornets just dropped 49 points in the first quarter at San Antonio.
Damn.
Ooh.
Wow.
That could be a team prime for a trade, too.
Oh, my God.
I could see them. I saw them in rumors. They're interested in Miles Turner.
Okay.
So, which Knicks are also rumored for him. Knicks are rumored for Ben Simmons as well. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting next week or so, right? I mean, it's going to be something. Something's going to happen. There could be a few trades. I feel like it could be active pretty early.
I'm curious what happens with Simmons.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm most curious about because.
I think the Lakers are going to make a big move too.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, they already want Westbrook gone. It's like, that was quick.
Yeah, something's going to happen with them.
Windhorst said that Simmons would like to be a Knick.
I was just about to bring that up. I mean, he's like, he'd like to be on any team. Like, what? So basically, I think we're finding out is, like, he doesn't really have mental health issues. He just hates Philly. Like, he just doesn't want to.
Yeah.
That's, I think.
Yeah, the mental health thing was the easy cop out for him because he knows that 90% of people aren't going to call out somebody saying mental health because that's like taboo to do.
Yep.
So
exactly,
he played that card, which makes me think he's a total scumbag to do that.
Well, that's the other thing. That's another reason why it's like, yeah, he's got the ability, but clearly his attitude is fucking shit. So that kind of concerns me. So, I don't know, man. It's tough. I don't know what the Knicks are going to do. It's going to be tricky. But, what else? I'm trying to think. I wanted to get to. Should we get into NFL?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, not much to talk about with the New Jersey teams over here. It's both teams' seasons are over.
The Giants are an attack on humanity.
Yeah. Forget COVID. The New York Giants, Jesus.
Worse, the Giants.
Yeah, pretty bad.
So did they look worse in person?
Oh yeah, you guys, my God. Yeah, you guys were there in the building.
Mike Glennon was throwing balls in the fourth row.
Oh my God. He was
and then Judge after the game was like, I saw some good stuff. Like, what are you talking about, Judge? Like, there was nothing good. Nothing good happened. I watched the game.
What is with that hoodie he wears every fucking game? It was 80 degrees in Miami, and he was still wearing it. Like,
he's so big.
Yeah, but
he's a big dude.
He definitely is. He wears that same hoodie every game.
I think he's put on a good, like, 50 to 60 pounds since he got hired.
He was not this heavy when he got hired, when he stood up there in that blue suit in the podium.
Probably stress eating watching Daniel Jones fumble every week. I don't blame him, honestly. I do the same thing every Sunday.
But did you see the report?
Pretty brutal.
I guess Vacchiano said that he's probably going to be back next year.
Ugh. Yeah, that's troubling, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, John Mara thinks he found Bill Parcells or Bill Belichick. So,
yeah.
It's just like...
He has so much pride. He just doesn't want to fire another coach after 2 years. This would be his third coach that he fired after 2 years.
Yeah.
But if he loses out, which I think they will, I think they're not going to win another game. 4 games left. They got the Cowboys, Bears, Eagles, and Redskins. I think they lose all of those games.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And this week, the entire MetLife Stadium is going to be all Cowboys fans.
Yep.
So, like, do you really keep him after that, after 4-13?
I was watching last week's game against the Chargers, and I got through the first drive and shut it off. They got to midfield. I'm like, okay, things are cooking, right? 4th and 2, he elects to punt at midfield. And I'm like, you know what? This team's got nothing to play for. Yeah. He's already surrendering.
That was over. It was over.
Yeah, it's over at that point.
Yeah, it's a wrap. it's a wrap. So yeah, I think
there's so many guys in COVID protocol that I'm starting to think, like, are they really in COVID protocol? Are they tanking? What's happening?
Yeah, like it's just like, I'm done. You know,
they just need to hire. What I really care about is forget about, you know, Judge, like, if you want to give them a year, whatever. Give them a year. I don't give a fuck. They need somebody who's going to run the organization. They need a general manager and president, and they need all new scouts so that they need to figure out how the hell to draft players, evaluate players and draft players. And they need someone who could manage the salary cap and just sign good players. David Gettleman ruined this team. They're in salary cap hell.
Yeah. How the hell is this team over the cap? There's no talent.
Yeah, I don't know. Give Golladay $80 million. The guy sucks.
That's a good point, because everyone's bringing up Wilson, right? Maybe they would trade for him somehow. How are you going to pay him? He wants a new contract too.
No, I wouldn't go that route. I really wouldn't.
I don't think you even have the money to pay him, because you have so many crap contracts on the books that you can't get rid of. You know,
it's bad. It's. I mean, Giant fans talk about, like, older Giant fans, I guess they talk about the 70s. How bad it was. This has got to be the worst in franchise history, right? The last 4 years, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, they've been the worst team in the NFL for a half decade.
Yeah. Statistically, like, yeah. By the numbers.
I mean, they can't score.
It's
unbelievable. They can't score.
It's pretty.
In a league that's all offense. It's all offense.
Yeah.
We get these short fields. We're at midfield. We can't even get a field goal.
It's pretty bad.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the Jets were tough to watch, but Giants are right there, and it can't be good, you know, when MetLife, you know, half the stadium is the other team's, you know, that's starting to become a trend now, right?
Like, yeah,
let's make a visit, let's take a trip to New York or New Jersey, whatever, and you know, invade that parking lot.
That's also part of it. Why there's so many visiting fans here? Because
that's true too.
People make a New York City trip out of it, but. I mean, it should not be this number. It's insane.
Yeah.
Josh, if I gave you free tickets to watch the Cowboys this Sunday in the cold, would you take them?
No.
No.
Actually, to be honest, I got offered 2 hours before this call. I got offered the Redskin game for free to go, last game of the season. And the selling point the person made was Washington might be like in it, and they might have something to play for, so we could ruin it for them. I was like, January, I think it was January 9th. I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh,
it's going to be so cold, and I got to watch fucking Mike Glennon or Drake Fromm throw the fucking ball around. Get the fuck out of here. No way. Fuck John Mara. You should sell the team. He's worse than Dolan.
So bad. So bad.
Yeah, whoa.
So bad.
It's, it's pretty brutal. I mean, between both teams stinking and, you know, who knows what happens with COVID protocols, and, you know, it's going to be pretty brutal on the ownership, but quite frankly, I'm not sympathetic.
So on the other side of it, like, obviously the Giants are going to hire a new GM, and hopefully they're going to do something. Who the hell knows? Maybe it'll be bad for a while. The Jets, how do you fix the Jets? But I think the Jets are closer to making like a turn and getting more wins sooner than the Giants. But what do you do next for the Jets?
What do you do for what?
No hope.
No, like, you know,
what happened? I blacked out.
I think the Jets.
Yeah, I heard the Jets. I totally just stopped listening.
Yeah. I think the Jets are closer to getting a couple of wins and like being on the verge of turning it around. But like, what's next for them? They're not gonna, like, Salah's not going anywhere, at least not for another year.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he'll be here for at least 3 years.
He'll get three. Yeah, I agree. Even if next year is bad, honestly, I mean,
it all comes down to Wilson. Can the guy make a freaking pass? Like, he 5 yards in front of him, wide open. He's thrown at the guy's feet routinely. So I don't know if it's mental, because the guy's got a cannon. He can make the deep throws. He makes the medium throws sometimes, but just the basic, easy things he can't do. And in the NFL, if you can't make the easy throws, you won't succeed ever. Yeah. You got to make the easy throws. You got to.
Yeah.
Are you guys out on Wilson?
Not yet, but he's got to show something, man. I mean, these last few games. I think we'll know next year for sure. I want to have a full off season. It's not easy being a rookie quarterback, especially in this market.
Right.
Shitty talent around him. So I'll give him the benefit. I think his head's spinning right now. I do see the arm talent. He's mobile. He avoids the pass rush, but we got to see a little more. The accuracy thing really scares me, though, because that's normally not fixable.
Every time he makes a good throw, it seems like the wide receiver drops it.
A lot. You're right, Juice.
Yeah. Or the offensive line just like has a collapse and doesn't give him a moment to. I don't know. Well, what they really need is they need a really good veteran, and I'm not opposed to just having him sit for a while, even next year. If he gets beat out by a veteran quarterback, that's fine.
Yeah, so be it. Yeah.
He's so young.
Yeah, maybe let him compete for the job. I like that, Josh. That's a good idea.
And just sit. Sit and watch and learn. And then in the meantime, they have so many draft picks. Keep building up that offensive line. Get a wide receiver. Hopefully, you won't have so many injuries on defense. Sign some people. You got tons of cap space. I don't know. I like to say a little bit. I know it's bad now, but
things to look forward to. Like you said, there's so much cap space. You're going to probably have two top 10 picks, hopefully. There are some young, talented guys. I like Michael Carter. Elijah Moore, really. Yeah.
And the other Michael Carter. Carter's great. The other Michael Carter, too, the corner. He's not bad either.
I like Ty Johnson.
Ty Johnson. Yep.
To me, this is like a make or break. This is a huge offseason for Joe Douglas. He's starting to get heat a little bit. The honeymoon's over. I mean, they're going to have a ton of draft picks, ton of money. He's got to hit something and get a tight end for once, please. That makes it so much easier for a young quarterback, for any quarterback, a tight end, just a reliable tight end.
Right. Worked for Brady. Worked for Brady all these years. Yeah. I mean, they are the youngest team in the league. They've had ton of injuries.
And the most injured team 3 years in a row.
Yeah. Which,
what is that about?
Could say something about the team trainers and doctors, right? I mean, that's probably, weren't the Mets kind of like known for that too? It was just laughable. Yeah. So, youngest team, most hurt team, whatever. But, we're going on over a decade now of just like joke football. Like, all we asked for this year, right, was like some effort. A lot of these games is just like, it just seems like there's zero effort. It's just like, that's the part that really sucks, especially on the defensive end. And Salah, he's defensive coach and whatnot, but there's some players that give you hope, but at the end of the day, it's always about the coach and the quarterback, right? So seeing progression from Wilson, but they need to protect them. So team needs a lot. It needs a lot, so we'll see, man.
The best day of the year is going to be draft day for Giants and Jets fans, because there's going to be four picks in the top 10 for your team.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty wild.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that first hour or two is going to be
it's going to be nuts.
Must see.
Don't the Eagles aren't they going to have a couple like up there too?
Yeah, Philly might have a couple too.
Yep, Philly. Yeah,
knowing the Giants, they probably extend Gettleman and he'll make more picks. Maybe he'll draft a punter so they can punt well. From midfield,
he's gone, right? For sure,
almost positive.
Yeah, he's gonna be sitting there at the draft with his fucking Gateway 2000 and his 5,000 page binder.
Oh my god!
Computer folks. Yeah.
Quarterback.
Yeah, that guy's
he's a character.
He's something. But since we are kind of like almost done with the season, I mean, what teams are looking like primed right now? I mean, we're looking like a Bucks Pats Super Bowl, but what else? Chiefs look amazing right now.
Yeah, everyone's been talking about the Pats, but the Chiefs are just crushing teams right now.
Yep, Chiefs.
And we all called that too. We all said they were going to be back.
Yeah,
yeah.
There was no doubt.
They're definitely back. Mahomes, the whole enchilada.
Not picking against them.
No.
Nope.
No,
I love the Colts, man. I love the Colts.
Well, Colts, I was about to bring that up. They're 2-point favorites against the Pats this week, which is like interesting. I know it's in Indy, but
they're tough, man. They're tough.
Yeah, they'll just run it down your throat.
The coach is good.
Yeah, I like
Frank Reich.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you squint hard enough, sometimes Wentz looks really good.
Yeah.
Sometimes. He does, like, he'll make a throw from time to time where I'm like, wow, that was amazing.
Yeah, like, he can, he's got a cannon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he can throw the deep ball. So, yeah, Colts are pretty good. Bengals, I have no idea what that team is. Pretty much anyone in the NFC, AFC North, right? Like, I don't know what any of those teams game to game are going to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust them. I think Titans, if they get Henry back like a week or two before the playoffs for him to get revved up, but without him, they're obviously not the same team.
Yeah.
Chargers, I hope the Chargers get to the playoffs this year.
The Chargers are such a tease.
I know. Always.
You watch them every week. You're like, look at all his talent on offense. And then, I don't know, they just get rolled.
Yeah. Herbert's amazing. Yeah. He's so good. They got, ton of talent. But, yeah, they're a head scratcher some weeks. I don't get it. Who else? Packers are still going to be there, I think.
The NFC's tough.
Yeah.
The top of the NFC is tough.
Niners, who knows what they are? I never know week to week, but they seem pretty good, I think. I don't know.
I want a definitely Green Bay, Tampa Bay championship game.
I NFC see that. Would be,
right? I think that's like, that would be the
I
best.
Think you got to watch out for the Rams and Cardinals, too. I think I like both of those teams also.
Right. Cowboys, sure. I don't know. I think, you know, I just don't see it.
They got talent.
They do. Ton of talent, but like some weeks you're like, what the heck? But yeah, they might put it all together. There's a bunch. I mean, it's gonna be a good playoffs. And we have an extra team, right? Each
two total teams.
So it's gonna be interesting. But so 'tis the season. It is Christmas. Let's go around the room here. Favorite Christmas movie.
Favorite one?
Yeah, we'll start with you, Pancakes.
Gremlins.
That's a good one.
Gremlins. Wow, I've never
not my favorite, but I think it's underrated by a lot of people.
I've never heard Gremlins mentioned as a Christmas movie. They usually have those like Barstool, don't they? Usually put out like a ballot, like an NCAA ballot, with like all the Christmas movies. I feel like Gremlins is not on there. Is it Christmas?
I don't know.
Movie?
Is it? You know what?
It definitely takes place during Christmas.
For some reason, I thought it was during Christmas. Yeah, like because like the things would pop out of the presents and stuff. So
okay. I think he was a present. Gizmo was a present.
That's right.
Christmas movie confirmed.
Okay. Wow. I didn't see that coming. That's a different one. All right.
Yeah.
I don't think it's
that?
On.
How about that?
I don't think it's on. Freeform or Lifetime. You know all these. Channels that just play Christmas movies 24/7 for a month and a half, but interesting.
No.
Okay. Adam, what about you?
I mean, so I think we might have done this before, and I said The Family Man with Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think we did do this. We probably did this last year.
But I recently saw The Green Knight with Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire. Have you guys seen that?
There's no way that's a Christmas movie.
I'm telling you, it's a Christmas movie.
Okay.
It's like a medieval fever dream.
Interesting.
There's like a tree that's alive, and there's like a beheading, and you know, it takes place on Christmas, and it's crazy. Just definitely check it out.
Okay.
I don't want to reveal anything else.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, check it out. The Green Knight. Definitely check that
the
out.
Green Knight.
It just came out.
What's it on?
Is it on any streaming platforms, or it's on the
It was in the theaters recently. I actually rented it, but I think it should be on. It should be like available soon.
It's on like HBO Max or some shit.
Yeah, probably somewhere like that.
Okay, I'll have to check that out and
check it out. Yeah,
all right.
Green Knight.
Juice, what about you? Juice.
Josh Jerome.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Oh yeah. What about you?
I don't know why it got muted there, but I would say Christmas Story, keep it classic.
Okay.
They do it for, 24 hours on, like, TNT and TBS. But another one that I really love is Jingle all the Way.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Very good one.
I think I said that last year.
Yeah, you know what? I'm having serious deja vu. and the pandemic, obviously, you know, like... You know, the initial lockdown feels like last month. and now we're like still in it. So yeah, I feel like we just did this, and it was a year ago, but we like just did this. Yeah,
I was just about to bring that up because obviously Gremlins is not my favorite Christmas movie, but yeah, Jingle All the Way, good juice. I agree.
Turbo Man.
Yeah.
Turbo Man.
Jingle All the Way is amazing. It's in my top five as well. I remember
Sinbad.
You saying it. Yeah, Sinbad the God. Yeah, that's a good one. I actually watched that, I think last week. Mine's Just Friends. I said that last year. I'm saying it again.
I swear.
Yeah. By the moon. Yeah. Just Friends.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
So many
is
lines.
Die Hard, are we counting Die Hard or no?
Yeah, I guess. My father-in-law. My father-in-law, Rick Barry, you know, that's his favorite. Shouts to him. He loves Die Hard.
Pretty good.
But yeah. All right. Cool. Should we jump into Succession recap?
Yeah, I finished it the other night.
Yeah, so you're caught up. We're all caught up. Juice, I know you said you wanted to bail. You can hang. You can bail. It's up to you.
You know what? I'll hang. Why not?
Okay. How far behind? Wait, Juice, how far behind are you on the show?
I think it's the whole season. Two seasons.
Two seasons.
Okay. Got you. So
by the time you catch up, you're gonna forget. So
yeah, that's true. All I have to say is that Tom Wasbaum's music? Is that how you say his last name? Is it Wasbaum?
I think it is
Wasbaum.
I think you got it.
Yeah, didn't see that coming at all. Obviously, Shiv and the whole fam should have seen it coming. I mean, he's taken so much abuse. You know, he's after Greg, he's like a human punching bag. And yeah, he just had it. And fucked over the kids.
And, I don't get why they're upset.
Well,
they're going to end up with a bunch of cash and without the stress of this nonsense. I mean,
well, that's what's unclear to me. So are they getting a serious cash out here? Because, I mean, obviously they're devastated.
Yeah, I think so. They have some kind of stock option.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's
they're not going to be on the street banging for money. They got a bunch of money.
Yeah, I think they'll be all right.
They just don't have the, I guess, the power to, like, do what they want.
They were hoping to take over. Yeah, that was, I think, all their ambition was to take over the company, and that's clearly not going to happen now.
Do you guys watch Billions?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was saying the other day, it's funny between when you think about Billions and you think about Succession. It's like when you watch Billions, you're like, man, being rich seems so awesome. And then when you watch Succession, you're like, man, being rich seems so miserable.
Yes. Well, especially for Kendall. Know? Yeah, Kendall's
clearly
tortured soul. Jeremy Strong, I mean, he's a great actor. I thought his performance, you know, finally being able to let it out about the waiter at Shiv's wedding. I think he felt relieved to finally do that. And, you know, it was sort of heartwarming with, you know, Roman and Shiv. You know, it's funny how this family, they don't know how to be like warm and loving.
Yeah.
So their way of doing it is always kind of, you know, a little bit of cringe, but yeah, it was nice. The three of them came together and they were going to, you know, tag team and whatever. And,
I think Shiv is the devil.
Shiv. Yeah. She's pretty brutal. Again, I thought what Tom did, totally deserving, you know, gave Logan the heads up. Obviously he always is trying to, you know, where do I stand in the company? And, So what does Tom do exactly? Is he kind of just, he's the head of ATN, pretty much?
Yeah, he basically runs Fox News.
Which is like a fictional Fox News.
The bigot.
Yeah.
The bigot's bigot.
The biggest.
They call it. Yeah.
And Greg, there's no way that Greg runs, like, a whole department. Like, what does he actually do Waystone?
That's unclear.
Doesn't he do the amusement parks?
Oh, that's right. You're right. He does the amusement
park
thing.
Can you picture Greg like managing anybody or like actually doing real work?
No, I remember. I just have that image of him like puking in that costume. Remember?
Yeah, in the first episode ever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was actually filmed at Great Escape, which is the Six Flags in Lake George up here.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've never been to it before, but Katie, she grew up, you know, going there. And I've driven past it plenty of times, but I just can't picture Greg like this season. He was just in like a closet, like what does he actually do?
That's right.
And he's Yeah, and then, you know, Tom's telling him you can have 20 Gregs and you can have this, you can have it all, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what is, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he plays center for Gonzaga.
Or that, yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, he's Chet, he's Holmgren. So, yeah, next season's going to be interesting. I think, hopefully, this series doesn't go beyond 5 seasons. I think that's the right number, right, for shows? Sopranos went...
Yeah.
Five, four, even five, though...
Five is perfect.
Yeah, I know the fifth was kind of... The last season was split. Same with Breaking Bad. The Wire. Like the best shows always go like 5 seasons, you know?
How many... What season is Billions on?
I think this will be 6.
Yeah, and with no acts, I think it's pretty much over.
6 or 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's 6. Yeah. Yeah.
It's time. This I think it's over. The last one.
Yeah, Mike Prince, you know, him being... kind of the villain now. I mean, I know Axe in real life, Damon Lewis, his wife passed, so I know he wanted to step away from the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he'll ever be back, but now he's in Switzerland or some shit.
You guys got to check out Hightown.
No, I'm caught up.
Well, no, you
oh,
are.
Oh, you're talking the other two.
How do I watch it? What's
Stars.
Stars, okay. Hightown?
Hightown's amazing.
Hightown.
Amazing.
Yeah, all right, I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
Yeah, so good. I'm all caught up. Paul, obviously we won't get into that because, you know, we want these guys to check it out. But amazing show. It's about, what, running drugs on the Cape, you know, like the gangs on the Cape Cod. And
Cape Cod. It's like, yeah, cops. And it's really good.
Opioid crisis and that whole thing. And
all right. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got like I always say this, but it's got like a Breaking Bad feel, a Wire feel, right? I guess you can.
Yeah.
Those two shows.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hightown, right? Hightown.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
And yep. Yellowstone. I got to start, man, because I've been watching Mayor of Kingstown.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, which is a Paramount show. Yeah, Yellowstone. Juice, are you caught up on Yellowstone?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Something kind of corny happened to the last episode, but whatever. I won't get into it. But otherwise, it's a great show. Great show.
I just finished something called The Haunting on the Hill on Netflix.
Okay.
I think I saw the
trailer.
Yeah, I was hiding under my covers the whole time. It was really terrifying. I'm still not sleeping properly.
I'm not a big horror fan, but,
Yeah, watch it during the day.
Okay.
Watch it at night. It wasn't great. Plus, I got a mice thing going on in the house. It's not great.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay. It's fine. I'm dealing with it.
It's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Any other thoughts on Succession that you guys, want to?
I like the scenery of the last couple episodes. That was really cool.
Yeah, Tuscany.
Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love the, I don't know why, I love those wooden boats.
Those are cool.
Yeah, those are cool.
Like, they look so rich.
That's what makes the show, I feel like. You know, a lot of people, I feel like, don't like the show because it's just too much dialogue. But, like, the filming locations and the music, obviously, is incredible. I think the intro song, top three for me.
Yeah, like, it's great. Time. It's great.
Like, Sopranos theme, and then, I don't know.
I saw Brian Cox on a late night show. Did you guys see him on that? With Seth Meyers? He said
a clip.
He said that people just come up to him in the middle of the street and his catchline is "fuck off." They're just like, "Hey, can you tell me to fuck off?"
Yeah, I would ask him to. I would ask him to do. I would ask him to do. Ba-da-da-ba-ba.
Yeah, it's good. It's good too.
But yeah, I saw that clip. That was funny. But yeah, the opening theme song is amazing. Like, usually, like, a lot of times, you know, with shows, it's like, let me just skip through this. But Successions is amazing. I have to watch it every time. It's so good.
It's great.
Yeah. Yellowstone has a pretty good one, too. Game of Thrones obviously had a good one. Sopranos, though, obviously classic. So, yeah. All right, guys. Well...
Cuisines.
We've said it.
Thanks
all.
Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. Yeah.
This is fun.
Make sure.
Oh,
you...
did he take your thing? Take care, comb your hair. I know he says brush your hair.
No, he says take care, brush your hair.
I know he says brush, but I think, you know, he may have, you know, played on some words and the idea came from, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you know, it's funny. So Cooge is from Staten Island, right?
Or Brooklyn. I think it's Brooklyn.
Oh, it's Brooklyn. All right. Well,
one of them for sure.
One of those. So the take care, comb your hair, I had actually learned from a guy named Richie. Shouts to Richie. He used to work. When I worked at Vita Coco, he worked for Snapple. We used to go on route rides together. Great guy. And he used to say, take care, comb your hair. So that's where I got the inspiration. And he was from Staten Island. So I don't know. Maybe we know the same guy.
I like comb your hair better than brush your hair. So.
Yeah, right? Comb your hair just flows better. Yeah. But shouts to Cooch.
When he said it the first time, I was like, it just doesn't flow the same way.
Take care, brush your hair. It's a good burger. He loves burgers, right? That seems to be his.
Your sister on a Sunday.
Well, BC, keeping it classy.
I can't tell if he's 19 or like 49. How old is he? I can't tell.
I would not be surprised by either if you told me he was 21 or 45.
Yeah.
And also, I can't tell if he's 6'8" or 5'5".
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Yeah, he's like the Italian Pete Davidson. I don't know. He's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Both Staten Island, both tall and skinny and funny looking. But
he's a legend. He's a legend. Awesome.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. But, all right, guys. Well, have a merry little Christmas. Watch out for the Omaricon. And take care, comb your hair.
Omarion.
Yeah. So, all right, guys.
Ciao.
Peace.
Feliz Natal.
Later, guys.
You're welcome. You're welcome.